Well, once again, we take up the affairs of Mr. and Mrs. Ace. It's a money and business problem that confronts them now. Not that Mr. Ace is broke, it's that he's been looking for some new business to enter since he gave up real estate. This episode is in two scenes. The office where Jane's friend Marge works, and then to the newspaper office where Marge's boyfriend, Neil Williams, works. But first to Marge. Mr. Ace enters. Listen.
Hello, Marge.
Well, Ace, come in.
Thanks. Are you busy?
Oh, I certainly am.
Oh, well, I'll come back some other time.
I'm busy giving myself a manicure, see?
Oh, is that all?
My boss is out to lunch. This is Civic Businessman's Club Luncheon Day. It's a quaint old custom from the days when there used to be business.
Oh, I see. He can't break himself out of it, is
that? That's it. He and a couple of hundred other businessmen get together and cry on each other's shoulders. You don't know how lucky you are, my friend.
Lucky?
Yes, if you're on the retired list at the moment.
Yes, but that's what I came in to talk to you about, and I wanted you to do something for me. If you can spare the time, I mean.
Sure, come in, sit down. You don't mind a little fingernail filing, et cetera, do you?
No, not at all. I did want to ask you to do some typing for me, if you could.
Typing? Well, certainly.
Since I gave up my office, I'm sort of out of stenographer.
Well, I'd be glad to. What is it you want to type?
Well, first, I want you to read this.
Read a newspaper? I'd rather a manicure.
No, not the whole paper. Just one little thing in it. This advertisement here. It's a little ad I inserted a couple of days ago. It will give you the whole story, and you'll see what it is I'm driving at. Here it is, under business chances, right there.
This one, opportunity?
That's it. Read it. Go ahead.
Opportunity knocking again. Interested in going into business with partner who can put up $7,500. Can put up like sum. Any legitimate business requiring hard, honest work. Get rich quick schemers need not reply. Box 24 and care of the post.
Yeah, you get it?
I think so. You're advertising for a partner who has $7,500 and you'll put up $7,500 and go into business with him. It's simple.
That's it. I've had this blind ad in the paper now for 3 days.
Any luck?
Well, I don't know. Not very much. I've got a couple of letters here I just picked up at the post this morning. 3 of them, in fact.
Well, what do they say? Anybody interested?
Well, they're pretty shrewd if they are interested.
What do you mean, shrewd?
Well, they want to know more details and all that. Who I am and...
Well, you can't blame them for that.
No.
After all, people don't go around passing out $7,500 without showing some curiosity about who their prospective partner is going
to be. Well, you're right, Marge. I don't blame them. On the other hand, the letters I receive haven't much detail either. They all sound as if they've been written very... cautiously, and one of them doesn't even give a name.
Well, are you going to answer that one?
Well, it's in care of box something or other.
A blind letter and answer to a blind ad.
That's it. The one with no name is fairly frank. He says he has $7,500 to invest, if I have, and his scheme is to book horse bets.
What? Book horse bets?
That's what he says. I've got it right here.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, he says there's a fortune to be made with the right capital. Here, I'll read it to you if you like.
I'll take your word for it. Well, you taking bets on horses.
Oh, don't be silly. You know I'm not going into anything like that. I used to make bets once before I was married.
Well, how'd you do?
Oh, fine. I had those horses just where they wanted me. I beat them out of every cent I had. I finally had to start making mine bets, and I lost my mind.
Well, maybe you were on the wrong side of the fence. Maybe this proposition is just what you need.
Oh, no, thanks. Something that probably happened that I'd wind up behind the ace pole. This proposition is definitely out. I'm not even...
Oh, that's a shame. I might have given you some business myself.
You? Betting on horses?
About 4 or 5 times a year, I plunge $2 worth. My boss gets hot tips, you know.
Oh, I see. Do you win?
Not yet, but I have hope. He had a dip last week, but it was so rainy outdoors, I just tore up the $2 and didn't bother walking over to the place where they took the bet.
That's a very sensible way I called it.
Well, what about the other two letters you got there?
Well, these might have some promise. Of course, no business is mentioned in either of these. The writers have the money, and they're just as cautious as I am, I guess. And here's where you come in.
Where?
Well, I want you to do some typing for me. Answer them. I'll dictate.
Oh, fine. Be glad to. I'll just put this manicuring cap in there.
I don't know that anything will come of either of them, but I expect to get a lot more answers. I'm keeping the ad running. I have to get started doing something pretty soon. I can't be retired for the rest of my life.
Well, naturally.
Now, by the way, Marge, just one other thing.
Yes?
I haven't mentioned this ad I took out to James.
You haven't? Well, why not?
Well, I want to get started in something first, get all the details ironed out, and then I'll tell her. I mean, she doesn't understand about these things, and why...
I think you ought to consult with your wife before you take a step as important as this.
Oh, I will. I mean, when I get something definite in the way of a prospective partner, I won't choose without telling her about it. I'm going to wait till I get some more letters. But until then, I'd like to keep it private.
I get it. Private secretary. Okay, Mr. Hayes.
Thanks, Marge.
Now to the letters. I suppose you want some blank statements.
Yes, I don't want to give away who I am yet unless they tell me more about themselves first.
I'm ready, sir. Start your dictating.
Oh, well, let me see. We'll answer this one first. This is from a man who wants to make sure I'm not a get-rich-quick scheme artist myself. Let's answer it here.
Hello, Neil.
Jane, well, this is a surprise. Come in.
How are you busy?
Never too busy for you. Come in, sit down. Here, take the chair.
Thank you. You sure you're not busy now?
No, not at all. Just sitting here, biting off a few hangnails and reflecting on my misspent past and rather bleak future.
Oh, that's nice.
What brings you here this fine and glorious day?
Well, here's the whole thing in the shell hole.
That sounds promising.
Say what?
What is it, Jane?
Well, first I want to read you something out of this paper.
That's the poster, huh?
Yes, I want to read you something.
I think I've read everything in our paper today, Jane. I always do.
Oh, you did? Well, that's good, because then you'll know what I mean. Maybe you can explain it to me about the
$7,500. $7,500? What $7,500?
Well, didn't you read that? I thought you said you read everything in the paper.
I must have missed that. Where is it?
Here, right here.
Oh, an advertisement.
Yes, read it. Go on.
I hope you haven't been asked again. Interested in going into business with partner who can put up $7,500, can put up life sum, and if I get him in business declaring hard, honest work, get rich, quit schemes, need not reply, box 24, and care to post.
Yes, what is that box 24? What does that mean?
Oh, that? Well, this is what they call a blind ad.
A blind ad?
Yeah.
Well, I should say it is. You can hardly see it. But what does it mean, box 24?
Well, that's what I mean. The party who inserted it didn't want to let anybody know who he or she is. So they just have their letter sent to the post here in care of box 24.
Oh, I see. Well, how could somebody go into business with somebody they didn't know?
Oh, they'll get acquainted before any deal is consummated. Don't worry about that. But is that what you came all the way over here to ask me?
Yes, about this ad.
Well, you could have phoned me. I'd have told you that if that's all you wanted to know.
Oh, well, that isn't all. I want to write to this person and tell them about us.
Us?
Yes, you know, we haven't any business now, and you've heard Mr. Ace always talk about going into some business, and he's got $7,500, and his ad sounds very friendly, the way it says, interested in going into business with a partner. That partner sounds awfully friendly, don't you think?
Jane, I'm afraid you're getting yourself involved in something you know nothing about. Did you show this to Ace?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, first I want to find out all about this person who wrote this ad. Then I'll tell him. Maybe it's just the same for him, because here he has $7,500 he wants to put into business. He told me he wanted to put some money into business. And here this person wants has just exactly that much. It must be safe.
Yes, it must be.
So, I want to find out all about it.
About this proposition?
Yes, and that's where you come in.
Me? I don't know anything about this ad. I'm a reporter here.
How do I find out about it?
Well, you write to this address, I guess, box 24, and carry the paper here. But I don't think you ought to get into this, Jane. After all, Ace may not be interested in answering blind ads.
Oh, sure he is. He's interested in going into some kind of business. I know he has to do something. He worries a lot, Neil. I can tell. So I thought if I found out all about this first, then I'd go into a hurdle with him.
Into a hurdle, eh?
Yes, after we find out who this person is.
Well, I guess it won't do any harm to write if you insist.
Well, that's just it. I don't know what to say. And I thought it would look better if it was on a typewriter. So
you want me to be your stenographer, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you'll dictate.
That's right.
You'll dictate to me.
Oh, no, I'm not. You don't have to. If you don't want to, I just said if you would.
Of course I want to, Jane. Only I want you to dictate the letter. You tell me what to write.
Oh, well, all right. You can help me.
I'll get ready here in a minute, and we'll tear this off in no time. There we are. Shoot. What shall I write?
Oh, well, now let me see. Dear partner.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know about that. You're not a partner yet, you know.
Oh, yes. Dear ex-partner. No, that's wrong. How about dear $7,500?
No, I'm afraid not, Jane.
Oh, well, don't sit there laughing. I can't say dear box 24, can I?
No, I don't think so, Jane.
Yes, dear. Oh, that's it. Just dear.
How about dear sir?
Oh, now that's good. Dear sir. That's awfully good. Dear sir. I like that.
I like that. Dear sir. There.
Let me see it. Dear sir, very good, Neil.
Thank you.
Now, let me see. My name is Jane A.
My name is Neil Williams.
Pleased to meet you. No, I want you to write my name is Jane A.
Oh, well, now, wait. I don't think that's wise, James.
Why?
Well, because I think you should answer a blind ad with a blind letter. Don't tell this person who you are. Find out more about him first. Maybe he himself is one of those get-rich-quick guys he's talking about in the ad. You don't want to have anything to do with a get-rich-quick scheme.
Why, things like that better than a get-rich-slow scheme. I think it's nicer to get it over with as soon as possible. Get rich as quick as you can and stop worrying about
it. Well, Jane, I disagree with you. You don't want Ace to go into something that isn't legitimate. I mean, honest.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that.
Of course not. So take my advice and don't give any names yet. Make some inquiries about the writer, the kind of business he had in mind, what he's best suited for, and so forth. You see?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, all right, but where can he write to me if he doesn't know who I am?
A very fair question.
What's the answer?
We'll get you a blind address. That is, a box here at the Post. Tell him to address his reply to the Post, care of Box something or other.
Oh, just like the ad says.
That's it, only in care of another box. And you don't sign any name. He doesn't sign a name, so you don't sign a name.
Oh, unanimous, you mean?
What? That's it. That doesn't make it unanimous, Jane. Well, here we go, Jane.
And so Jane and Mr. Ace unknowingly begin a lengthy and involved business correspondence, which promises some startling developments as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.